Sefer HaMitzvos is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvos. Are you ready? Great! In today's Sefer HaMitzvos, we are supposed to be learning a mitzvah about kelim that are tamei. Do you know why? Because we want everyone to be learning the same part of Torah. In Rambam, we are learning about kelim that are tamei. So we want to learn about that in Sefer HaMitzvos too. What are kelim? Kelim are things. Books and bottles and bikes and baskets are all kelim. Do you have kelim in your house? Me too. We have a lot of kelim. Kelim can get tamei. But there are no mitzvahs that are only about kelim that are tamei. So instead of learning a mitzvah that is just about kelim that are tamei, we learn a mitzvah that is just about a kind of tumah. Today, we learn the mitzvah about tumas nevela. Can you say tumas nevela? Good! We learned this mitzvah before, and now we will learn it again. What is nevela? Nevela is an animal that died. A dead animal is tamei. It can make other people or things tamei too. Only if it is a kosher animal and it was shechted, then it is not tamei. Today's mitzvah is to follow what the Torah says about tumas nevela. We also learn something very important about tumah. In Sefer HaMitzvos, we learned so many mitzvahs about a lot of different kinds of tumah. Do you think it is a mitzvah that we should try to get tamei from all of these things? No, it is not a mitzvah to get tamei on purpose. So maybe it's a mitzvah that we should try very hard not to get tamei from these things? No. If someone got tamei, it's okay. It's not an aveira. The mitzvah is that if someone does get tamei, then he needs to do what the Torah says. He needs to know that he is tamei. He needs to know that he is tamei. And he needs to do what the Torah tells him to. He is not allowed to eat from a karbon. He is not allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Later, when he is tahor again, then he can do these things. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvos. That's great!